The International Atomic Energy Agency is giving North Korea one last chance to allow international supervision of its nuclear program. That was the decision of an emergency session of the agency's governing board. The 35 members of the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors passed a unanimous resolution strongly condemning North Korea's refusal to cooperate with the international community. The agency, however, has left the door open for North Korea to allow inspectors to return and monitor the reactivation of its nuclear facility at Yongbyon. The Director General of the IAEA, Mohammed El-Baradi, said compliance and not defiance was the message to Pyongyang. But Mr. El-Baradi stressed that the international community was willing to work with North Korea.
North Korea have first to fulfill its international obligation, particularly with regard to the safeguard agreement they are party to. Then there is light at the end of the tunnel for them, that there was many statements in the board by many neighboring countries, Japan, South Korea, the U.S., that they are all ready to engage DPRK in cooperation agreement with regard to their economic needs, with regard to their security needs, but only when DPRK takes the first step and come into compliance and not, as I said, through defiance.
The IAEA chief is hoping for a positive response from North Korea within the next few days. If North Korea fails to respond, the Board of Governors will meet again and is expected to refer the case to the UN Security Council. At the end of December, North Korea expelled IAEA inspectors from its Yongbyon nuclear plant, leaving the agency, as Mr. El-Baradi put it, clueless about the country's nuclear program. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.